Hello? How do you release somebody's power over you?
You stop believing that anybody has power over you, and you engage with your own sense of power. And so, as we have been discussing all evening, you shift into feeding your mind only what is possible from your consciousness. And it is not true that anyone has power over you without your permission. And so you would have to change your basic understanding of what is power. And then you would explore teachers, readings, thoughts, imagining. You would explore the concept of power. What is power? How do you perceive power? How do you feel power? How do you speak of power? How do you think of power? And once you start asking these questions in your mind about power, you will literally have great insight. And it is not possible for anyone to have power over you without your permission or your belief. So could someone curse you? Could somebody literally create the voodoo or bad luck or in any way control you without your permission? And it gets really tricky between you and human consciousness because you perceive that you only are working from your personality. And it is not true. There are many levels of your being. And so there are energetic fields where you have already practiced giving up your power. And you have been taught, since you were very small beings, that other people affect you and that you affect others. And so you have this misconception about power, and yet it is not true. It is only your experience as long as you do not question it. And you cannot question without seeking answers. If you ask a question and do not follow through with the right action of asking people who know something you do not know, or using the technology to find answers you have not yet explored, then you will not allow yourself to guide your own self into your own understanding of power. And then we would invite you to go even a little further, to bring your focus. Again and again, what would it be like if you were the only one in your own authority? How would you feel? What would you think? How would you show up? How would you stand? What would your expression be if you felt safe all the time being you? Because that is really your question about power. And it is very tricky because the paradox here is that you do not feel safe on earth. And you've been taught that there are many things to fear. You have been taught since you have come into form on this planet that your survival is dependent on things all outside of you. That you are always at the mercy of the weather. You hear the thunder of the weather, of food, of people bigger than you, more powerful than you, of your government, of your processes in your body. That you're even at the mercy of physical aging and death. And so it is very, very difficult for you to claim the true power that is you. It takes a great deal of focus, a great deal of questioning, a great deal of effort. And yet, we might suggest that it would feel much better than remaining in that perception.
Thank you.
We appreciate that you asked the question.